Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Marks and Reese, we are back. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, the place to go with Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Doug Peterson speaking to Philadelphia area reporters on a conference call earlier today. So, I mean, it's the comparison. Like, you had Carson Wentz coming out early. You have Trevor Lawrence entering his second year. What will you do differently coaching Lawrence than Wentz?
Yeah, I think you just got to be who you are and you know, just – Trust myself, you know, trust the guys that I've put in the room with Trevor, you know, Mike McCoy, Press Taylor, guys like that. I got to trust them. Right. And obviously trust myself and just really, I think embrace who Trevor is as an athlete, as a quarterback in this league and make him the best that he can be and, you know, how he can, you know, best use his talent on game day and, you know, show him how to be a leader, show him how to be a guy in the locker room that people want to go to and respect. And those are all, you know, those are all things that come with the territory as a quarterback. But I think just my experiences in this league and working with great quarterbacks, you know, those are the things that I want to be able to show Trevor, you know, just how that looks and make him the best he can be.
And not be Urban Meyer is another thing he can do for Trevor Lawrence.
Well, he's already accomplished that.
Hell yeah, he has. So Lawrence has looked good so far. Coming up at 5:30, we have in the envelope. What are we putting in the envelope today? Have we specifically decided, or
I think we just threw Eagle in the envelope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe an Eagle under Doug Peterson.
Eagle under Doug Peterson in the envelope. Yeah.
He's
perfect.
A 5-year window. A lot of players.
A lot of players.
Yeah. A lot to choose from.
A pair of tickets. Lot to choose from, Jack. Pair of tickets to Eagles Jags this Sunday, brought to you by AAA Eagles MVP program. Go to AAA.com/Eagles for details and become an MVP today. That's coming up at 5:30. Let's take some phone calls, starting with Steve in South Philly. What's up, dude?
Johnny Marks, Zach Reese. What up, dudes?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, man. Hey, Johnny Marks, real quick. Yeah. Remember earlier in the year where we were able to take a trip down memory lane and actually authenticate your knowledge of 90s hip-hop and
of
that
course.
You were actually legit?
Of course, yes.
Okay, I'm figuring since then you would have followed up with Jack and hooked up with him and got him that Cypress Hill beat of your favorite Cypress Hill commercial from St. Ives. Because that thing coming out of commercials would be cranking.
Here is something you can't understand.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, the instrumental's definitely there. So, all right. We'll take it under advisement. There's a lot of stuff from the 90s that we should start putting out there, mixing it in. We don't have a lot of coming back from commercials, right?
Yeah.
So we're limited in what we can do, but yeah.
But especially since you seem to be such a big Cypress Hill guy, and they were signed to a Philly label, Roughhouse Records. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tie. It's a 215 tie.
Mm.
All right. Now, for today's question. The whole thing with if Nick will be here for a long time, he seems like a go-along, to get-along guy.
So what we're asking is, does he have staying power? Doug Peterson was here for 5 years. Does Nick Sirianni have staying power beyond that? That
he
Doug
has
Peterson
staying
didn't?
Power, but contingent upon if he has success or not. It's like if he all of a sudden wins the Super Bowl within 3 years, then he might not be the same go-along-to-get-along guy. They blatantly hired that guy because he has no leverage. He's getting no job offers nowhere else.
Right.
But at the point when he has a Super Bowl under his belt, he can talk to whoever he wants to. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to have him tame version now. You know,
and what I'd happens like say, with success, yeah.
Exactly. And yeah. The thing is, and I like to say about Doug, the elephant in the room is, nobody really wants to say it, but Doug kind of got his last year sabotaging him. If you look at it like this, from what everybody was talking about, whether it was training camp, preseason, and definitely during the season, a lot of the times his quarterback was doing the opposite of what he wanted him to do. It was a lot of kill, 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 kill. So he's drawing up plays. And instead of him actually addressing it and saying it, he got his boy Brett Favre to say it. Then when Brett said it, instead of him saying, no, I don't feel like that, he kind of was like, yeah. That's because that's what he really wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he really actually wanted to say. And for all the listeners that are not familiar, yes, it seems like Doug is taking the high road and this and that. Let me explain something to y'all. When you're one of these coaches, whether it's him, John Gruden, David Culley, or whatever, if you get let go from a team, you're not before you get that last check, you're signing some non-disclosure agreements. You will not trash the organization. Mm-hmm. You're not going to say a whole bunch of stuff. That's why they don't write the books and tell you all the stuff that happened. So, yeah, he's going to take the high road. But what he really, really thinks is closer to what Brett Favre said, you know, and it's like – and he really – we almost don't even know how the season would have went if the quarterback was actually doing what he was asking him to do. But he's not able to say that.
Nah, that team stunk, Steve.
That's
well, I mean, I will agree with you. It wasn't the great. It definitely doesn't have the weapons it has now. But Ike, if you were the coach,
mm-hmm.
if you're sitting there drawing up offensive plan, like you have a game plan, mm-hmm. and the dude is blatantly checking out of everything you want, and then you keep saying, and whatever you do, throw the ball away or don't take a sack, and he just keeps doing it anyway. You're in a position to fail, and then he just got paid all the money, so he's got all the leverage. If it comes down to him or you, you're gone.
Well, they both left.
True, but see, that's the craziest part about that. I think they were thinking by getting rid of Doug that all of a sudden Carson was going to be happy, mm-hmm. and then Carson still was mad. So mm-hmm. they kind of played themselves.
There was a lot going on that year for sure. But
yeah.
as far as talent, and that's maybe where that should be one of the first things you talk about with that season.
Well, expectations matter.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it boils down to. What's your realistic expectation? I mean, if you expected that team to go out and win something, then I don't know if you really evaluated the team correctly.
Yeah, we didn't.
Like, what were they supposed to go out and win with that team?
Greg Ward,
and it was in a pandemic year.
Yep. Greg Ward led the team with 53 receptions.
Right.
Dallas Goedert had 46. Travis Fulgham, how you doing, had 38, third on the team in receptions.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at like Richard Rodgers had 24 receptions. You remember the Hakeem Butler era?
Oh, yeah. We went to him on fourth down.
That's when Doug ran out of plays.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, like, Deshaun was hurt. He was going to be relied on to be a big part of the offense. He was hurt.
Which some people will say that was a mistake.
Right.
Why would you rely on a receiver who can't stay healthy and everything else?
And guess who else?
I got you, bro.
Guess who else was on the roster?
Who?
He wore 17.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Alshon.
Alshon's still on the roster because Howie guaranteed him the year because he was trying to free up money because mm-hmm. he potentially was trying to trade for somebody the year before. Yeah, like you look at that team, it's not a good roster at all. And to your point, that's in hindsight. We're so full of being, they won the Super Bowl, they
right.
can extend this window. That team stunk. And the fact that the quarterback played so poorly.
It didn't help it at all.
And that's how you get four wins.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's not like the defense was
listen,
good.
We traded for Slay that offseason, and we've had Slay on. And he's talked about that very year and just in his room, meeting room. Because remember, they didn't meet as a team that year. It was the pandemic.
Right.
Everybody had to be separated, offense, defense. Mm-hmm. So he talked about how I didn't necessarily feel all that welcomed by every player.
Sure.
Like he was sort of the outsider. And
well, Jalen Mills knew that he was in the last year of a contract. Slay's coming in to clearly take his spot.
And people weren't exactly.
McLeod knew that he was on borrowed time, and he actually came back last year. But there were a lot of guys that knew that they probably weren't coming back.
And they wanted new. They wanted a new deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Who do you think led the 2020 Eagles in tackles?
Alex Singleton, right? Yeah. Where is he at?
Broncos.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Where is he at now?
You know, Richard Rodgers is on an active roster.
He is?
Someone just called him up from the practice squad. I forget who. Was it the Chargers?
I think it's the Chargers.
Yeah, he was active on this past weekend.
Dick Rodge still hanging around, man. Telling you.
Jalen Mills was second with 74 tackles in 2020.
Did he play corner or safety?
Safety. They moved him, but then he moved him back to corner because they had injuries.
Right.
And because Roby Coleman was such a disaster, he was supposed to come in and be good. Nate Jerry. Also was a prominent member that year.
White Snake? Is that the White Snake, right? Is that what he was? Yeah.
And remember when he's turned around completely backwards on the the fourth down call to the Steelers?
Yeah.
Duke Riley had 55 tackles. Like
Duke Riley? Yeah.
It was a terrible roster. You look at the roster right now.
That's what I'm saying. Think about how many players are still here from that roster.
Malik Jackson was still stealing money at that point, right?
Malik Jackson.
Wow,
yeah.
So, like, as much as and still, I think if we go back, we can say, like, we understand why they let go of Doug, and I still think it was the right move. But, man, Howie created a lot of this mess himself, and he's rebounded, and credit to Howie. But when everybody was mad at Howie, that team sucked.
And remember, there was a lot of heat on Howie that year about the roster.
Yep.
Because that was the Rager pick, and then Justin Jefferson went off that year. That was their rookie year, right? That was Justin Jefferson's rookie year.
Well, and it was like, why would you waste a second round pick on a quarterback?
And then, and that's what I'm saying. So Howie was under fire.
Coming off Ortega Whiteside doing nothing.
Yes.
And they had no money because it was all tied up.
Yep.
Listen, the fire Howie thing was justified. I mean, I know he's coming
he's
back.
He's rebound from it.
But like in the moment, it was awful.
It was awful.
Michael Jaquette.
Oh, God.
Bosby.
Yeah. The corners.
Remember the Will Parks era?
I mean, we're giving people a lot of names for 5:30, by the way.
Remember the Joe Osman era, Philadelphia Eagles era?
I do not remember that
Me
era.
Me neither, but he was on the team for 3 games. All right, let's get back to the phones. After, let's talk about NJ Dye for a second, because if you have that extra weight, you're carrying that extra weight, listen, you're a sports fan. So baseball playoffs, football season started, basketball and hockey seasons are getting started. So now you can go to the games without restrictions, which is great, and continue those traditions with your family and friends. But NJ Diet wants to help you keep celebrating victories all year long. And you can do that and win by getting yourself healthier and dropping a lot of weight. Contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 pounds. In as little as 40 days, NJ Diet starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work to help you lose the fat. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to help you keep the weight off. Put NJ Diet into your starting lineup today by calling them at 855-5NJ-DIET. 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your initial consultation very easily by going online to njdiet.com. Locations throughout the East Coast or worldwide with live online video consultations. Become your own MVP today. Visit njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com. Our friend Eleanor from West Philadelphia checking in. Ellie, how are you today? What's going on?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
How are you?
Hey, Miss Eleanor.
Who said OU? Who said that?
That was Johnny Marks.
Me.
Hey, it's me, and I got my neck roll on.
Uh-oh.
So you know I'm doing deep analysis right about this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you why I'm calling. You had Baldy on, and he was talking about how good our secondary is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I've been thinking about with that secondary this year. Remember how we used to go crazy, tear our hair out, because nobody in the secondary knew that they had to keep their eye on the ball. They were always looking in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it nice not to have that problem anymore?
Oh, no, we got players at cornerback now. Yeah, we got two legitimate Pro Bowl corners. Yeah.
We got real players now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird. It doesn't even seem correct because we had those bad ones for so long. Good grief. So this was it's a wonderful thing. I'm really enjoying listening to them listening to them play. It's a good thing.
And we still haven't drafted Avante Maddox, I guess. We drafted him in corner. But I'm like, yeah, drafting a corner and developing him into being our starting corner. Yeah, we haven't done that in a while either around here.
Well, you know, he was almost like over on the side somewhere because those other guys are taking up all the oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's able to really get out there and develop and show how good he really is. So this is a wonderful thing. I'm really enjoying that aspect of the game. This is a great team right now in terms of being a fan and enjoying the game because there's so many good parts of it. And you know, we know they're going to grow and develop and so forth, but it's just fun to watch the whole process, isn't it?
Mm. No, it really is.
It's been fun, Ellie.
It really is. And the thing that I will say, as we, you know, Doug's coming back this week, and we're doing a lot of thinking back and how did it end and why did it end and where we are now versus where he's at down there. I'll tell you this, as an Eagle fan, and I said this back then, not even just as a fan, as a former player. What wasn't fun was the constant fighting amongst the fan base about the team. That wasn't fun. And so for a couple years, it just wasn't fun to be an Eagles fan. Just wasn't. Everything was a negative. Everything was this guy versus that guy. Like, it went for 2 or 3 years. And over the last year and a half, at least it's been a lot less anxiety and animosity amongst the fan base with each other about the football team. And I think Jalen's play the first month of the season so far has quieted the only noise that anybody could come up with about this football team. Because it seems like that's a sport to debate about the quarterback, whether he's good enough. Is he a top 10 quarterback? Is he a top 15? Can you win a championship with him? Should it be this guy in there? Yeah, at least right now, that is quiet. And it's become fun again to be an Eagles fan. Just has. I know for me it has. It's just become more fun to talk about the team, to root for the team, and really be amongst the Eagles community. That's really what it's become more fun. Because before then, it was a divided fan base. Whether you were in this section, or that section, it was like we were all at each other's throat being Eagles fans.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that seemingly, other than a few people who don't want to let go of certain takes they've had about the team. No, not him. I mean callers.
And we've held them accountable. Ain't?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, other than that, most people are back on one accord being an Eagles fan again.
It's fun to be an Eagles fan again. It is. Yep.
It just is.
And the other thing, there's no leaks coming out of NovaCare.
Oh,
there's no
dude, you don't hear
stories.
None of that nonsense. That stuff died in 2020.
Yep.
You ain't heard nothing since then.
Yep. And that's good too, because
yes.
I mean, you don't like just it was. I mean, dysfunction. It felt like it was dysfunctional down there.
It
yeah.
was. Yep. I mean, as far as everything that was going on,
there was way too much that was coming out to tell you anything but that. So
that certainly was. It certainly wasn't a winning environment.
Well, you can't argue with that.
Now, is there anyone on this team who's going to get cut and then go on with Skip and Shannon, or is that?
Oh man, bringing in guys like that. What's his name? I forgot.
Orlando Scandrick.
Orlando Scandrick. That's another one.
He hasn't done a lot of TV after that, did he? I haven't really
seen
him.
I mean, listen, he did a couple appearances, but nothing permanent.
No,
I haven't seen him unless he's doing somewhere else.
Which is good. 215-592-9494.
Well, he can only talk about the Eagles for the week and a half that he was here. He wasn't going to spend his whole career talking about the Eagles.
And I don't think he had much else to offer.
No, he didn't have anything else. From that standpoint,
right.
No.
Jack, one's got to go. Joshua Harris or Doc Rivers?
What?
Ooh. Josh Harris spends
Josh
money.
Harris, is he here? Like,
I didn't even know
he's here.
He's over the luxury tax every year. He spends money.
And stays out of the way.
Yeah.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
No, right. Definitely Doc, 100%. Yeah. Then I can get Sam Cassell, the real head coach.
Maxie or Hurts? Did you answer that one?
Yeah, I said I would rather. Maxie's got to go, of course.
Maxie's got to go.
Now, Carter Hart or Johnny Tortorella or whatever.
Torts?
I like the way you say it, or whatever.
Or whatever. Yeah, the Flyers.
Yes, come on, man.
Sure, whatever.
Just kidding.
I'm trying to find somebody to pit against the Flyers ownership group, aka Comcast.
That's tough because I think it's pretty easy to take that one.
Yeah, who's the biggest? That's what I'm saying. Who's like the biggest villain?
There's no villains town right now in Philly, I think.
It's a good time to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
Until the Phils miss the playoffs.
Yeah, are you hearing this in here, Ike?
Yeah, I hear it.
No,
but it's the reverse thing. I know where he's going. Yes.
No, I just can't. I can't.
Yeah, he's betting the Cubs tonight.
100%.
You betting them again?
Yeah. Well, I always take them live when the Phils are up by a little bit. So I think the Phils get a lead again.
So when the bullpen blows it, then you can.
Right.
215.
It's an emotional hedge, John.
592-9494. Whatever you have to do to get past, you know, get through every day and every game, that's what you got to do, man. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls on the other side. A top five at five with Jack Fritz.
Who's
what does
Jack
he
Fritz
have in store for us today? That's next. 5:30 in the envelope for Eagles tickets.
Eagles tickets!
What are you doing? Don't go anywhere. Huge 5 o'clock
Doug's day?
For Doug's day. Yeah, Doug's day. And you can cheer Doug.
That's he still thinks he's getting booed. Yep.
I know. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, start the NFL week 4 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Now, it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay doesn't hit. And our NFL same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. I got a same-game parlay for you in Thursday night's game, Cincinnati taking on Miami. How about the Cincinnati running back, Joe Mixon, to go over in his rushing yards? And then the wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, Tyreek Hill, to score a touchdown. And the other wide receiver, Jaylen Waddle, to go over in his receiving yards. Now, I really like the FanDuel app. Now, build your own or choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Just sign up with promo code Ike if you don't already have an account. And if you already have FanDuel, then you're all set. Just sign in to see what we've got for you. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.